You're listening to Muscles, Motherhood, and Motivation. I'm your host, Chloe Puff.
Meg, I'm so happy that you're here. I am just really thrilled to be able to kind of catch up with you. And I know we've been working together for a long time. Has it been a full year?
9 months, I think.
9 months. Yeah. It feels like a long time, but it makes me so happy to just see where you're at. And, you know, before we started recording, just talking about how happy and healthy you look, your energy just is so bright. And I just love that. So yay, I'm glad you're here.
Yay. Thank you.
So, tell me, just so we can get the full scope of the story, tell me a little bit about you. How many children you have? I mean, you know that I know, but yeah. How many kids you have and what life was like before starting to work together?
Yeah, so I have one daughter, and when I connected with you, she would have been like a little over a year at that time. And I felt like I should have had my like routine back, or, you know, my identity, or, you know, things like that. Before having kids and before pandemic too, like, was very active. I had some sort of activity kind of scheduled every night of the week, basically, which might have been overkill, but yeah. I was enjoying myself. Like, I was taking advantage of, you know, the time I had, the energy I had.
Yeah.
Which is definitely different now too.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then, you know, saw myself being able to do fun things with my child. And then, of course, reality hits and it's like energy levels or just time constraints or just, you know, having to manage so many things mental energy wise that, you know, it didn't feel possible to fit in any of the things that I used to enjoy activity wise or even just for myself. So I think that's, you know, when I was coming in, like wanting to get back to having movement in my life on a more regular basis and like just like a sense of identity of like, who am I outside of being a mom and my job, right? My day job. So
yeah. And do you mind sharing what your day job is? Because I think it's fascinating. You don't have to if you don't want to, though.
Yeah, no, I'm during the day, I'm a counselor, so a mental health therapist. And I love it. And it also takes a lot of mental energy too. So it's usually like a full day of therapizing, right? And then, you know, once I'm done with work, it's running after a toddler at this point. So yeah. Initially it felt like almost impossible to like have any time for myself and do any of the things I wanted to.
Yeah. Well, and especially when you're not only in your home life, but in your work life, it's a lot of giving. It's a lot of giving emotionally. It's a lot of giving of your time. And like you said, it's like, so it's just so challenging to find the energy and the capacity to reclaim some of that time when you're like really deep in the problem or you're really deep in the giving and that season of like, okay, where is my energy budget for myself? And that's always such a challenge. So it's really great to have the conversation on the other side of this, you know, in getting into this goal, and you were able to achieve this in 9 months of working together, which is great because it takes a long time to reestablish habits and reclaim that time and be able to feel good about the routine and the life that you have. So I'm really proud of you because you do have so much on your plate and so much on your shoulders, and you're freaking crushing it. So that's great. So ultimately, would you say that your goal was to reclaim some of that time and that sense of self?
Yeah. Yeah. And to have like actual movement. Like, I think I also had like more aches and pains that, you know, just coming from pregnancy and childbirth and birth and breastfeeding and things like that, that I felt like would have been relieved if I were actually moving my body and had, you know, had strength and flexibility and things like that, that I used to have.
So were your aches and pains relieved, would you say?
Yes, I think so. Yeah.
Minus the every once in a while, like you pick up a laundry basket in an awkward way and you're like, ooh, my shoulder. That's no fun. That's part of the journey, but that's good. I'm glad. And I know that you've been doing tons of yoga lately, which I'm sure feels so good on your body.
Yeah.
And it just honestly, for me too, just as just being on this side of it, professionally speaking, it's great to see when you get to a certain point where you're actually finding activities that you enjoy. So it's not just, okay, I'm doing the, you know, the programming that's laid out for me, but you're discovering the things that you actually really like doing and you start feeling really passionate about those things. And so I always get really excited when clients are logging activities that I didn't give them because that I'm like, ooh, great. They're, you know, you're finding your fun in movement. Yeah. That's important too, for sure. Yeah. So where did you initially start your search when you were trying to solve this problem or reach this goal?
I don't know if I in my head started a search of, you know, I consider I'm like, okay, do I just need to connect to my own therapist to like, and I'm like, is that going to be their role of like helping me through this? And then like, I was looking at like my employer offers some benefits related to health type of, you know, coaching. I don't know how extensive it is. It's probably like you talk to a person once or twice type of deal.
Yeah.
So I was going to look into that too. And then I think just through different communities online, I saw your programs and it just seemed like the perfect fit for many reasons. Like, you know, first of all, the postpartum focus of it, but then also because I do have like a healthy, in my view, my point of view, like a healthy view of like movement and food and things like that. Like I lead a binge eating group, right? So like I would want a coach that fits those kind of ideas and things like that, and not pushing, you know, restriction or other common dieting types of practices or like, oh, you got to do CrossFit in order to, you know, like that type of, I wouldn't want a coach that had that sort of mindset because I don't think that would fit with like my knowledge. So I think the more,
and your values too.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And I think, so, you know, the more that I heard you, you know, share about your approaches, I'm like, yeah, that totally makes sense. And I'm so glad to hear someone that has like a very balanced, realistic, helpful view. Yeah.
I love that. And I love, do you feel like you were able to maybe take some of that work that we did together too, and just like reaffirm that like in your group and in your work as well?
Yeah, for sure. Like, I think it's different because like you said, in my roles, I'm focused on them, right? So like all day I'm saying, oh, this could work for you and this could work for you. And, you know, helping people unweave their stuff, but I don't have time to apply it to me. So like, it was really good just to have like the dedicated space of like, okay, you know, some of these things I know, but I think also the programming that you have set up, it's like comprehensive too. So instead of just kind of piecing together my knowledge from different ways, like your programming helped put it all together. And so some of it was review, but also it just felt more well-rounded, I guess. And then of course, like it was meant to be like, okay, this is for your own reflection. This isn't work related. And so when I was able to do that work and then like experience that for myself, I do think it helped what I do in my job too, like having the time and space to do it for myself and then going back and kind of updating, you know, some of the ways maybe I approached it with my patients, my clients.
That is so cool to me. Thank you for sharing that with me, because I think that's so great, is like when the work that you do for yourself personally has a secondary gain of carrying over in other areas of your life, whether that's, you know, setting an example for your kids or practicing what you preach as a leader. I think that's just such a beautiful piece of growth that we don't often expect when we hire a coach or hire a trainer. But oftentimes that work that we do for ourselves does very much carry over into other areas of our life. So just thank you for sharing that with me, because I'm like, oh, yay. Like, I love that this is benefiting more than just you. It's like a ripple effect. So I'm proud of you for showing up for yourself. Yeah. And you made a great point too. It's like, I actually had this conversation this morning with somebody else, is we often can give really good advice. We can often like know the things we need to know, but there's something different. And I don't know if this is like a brain chemistry thing or a human nature thing or what it is, but when you could literally hear the same exact piece of advice reflected back to you from somebody else's mouth, and it could just hit so differently than mm-hmm. just knowing it for yourself. So it's, to me, I always find that so interesting, which I think that's the reason why we shouldn't be doing this by ourselves, even if we know how mm-hmm. to do it. Mm-hmm. It's so great to just hear it reflected in a new way, to have new energy to it, and to have an unbiased perspective through the process too.
Yeah.
Love that. So tell me, in terms of like officially deciding that you wanted to work with me, what did you feel like stood out to you most compared to maybe some of the other things that you were seeing?
Well, honestly, one motivator for me is like partially the investment, like, because I feel like if I'm going to be putting funds towards something, I'm more likely to follow through with it. So I mean, that's just part of it too. That's not all of the reasons, but I also feel like, you know, the investment part does help me. Like, if there's free workout classes, fantastic. I don't know if I'll take advantage of them, but if I'm paying for classes, I'm going to make sure I'm going.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think that's just kind of part of my, you know, like gotta make your money's worth type of thing. But yeah. I think the investment part does make a difference for me personally. But I think, you know, the flexibility, my main goal, you know, partially the aches and pains, but priority was like getting back to some routine movement that was time that I had to myself that felt good, or I felt good about myself. And I think just kind of like the flexibility that I saw from you of like that movement doesn't have to be something specific, that it's going to be customized to me, that it's going to be based on like my body, my needs, my life, right? Like my time that I have available and things like that. So I think the customization part was huge too.
Yeah. That's awesome. Well, and I want to go back to what you said too. And I don't know if you've ever seen me say this, but you're absolutely right. It's actually proven that you have a 95% success rate when you have some skin in the game. So when you actually take the time to move your accountability over the line into a financial accountability as well, you go from like 65% success rate to 95%, literally just by investing your time, money, and energy. And it's that financial piece that kind of like solidifies like, hey, I really got to get, you know, my money's worth out of this. I've worked hard for this money and I'm going to work hard for these results. So I think you're absolutely right with that. And mm-hmm. I also agree that in terms of just like finding what's right for us, sometimes we need permission to be able to work in the way that suits us best first, before we can step into, you know, working off of somebody else's schedule, like a class at a studio mm-hmm. or, mm-hmm. you know, doing those sorts of things. So I'm glad that you found some power in that and that was attractive for you.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me, was there any sort of obstacle that got in your way during this journey that you were like, uh-oh, this is a major bump in the road. How am I supposed to do this?
Yeah, for sure. Like, I think, like the core was like my energy levels at times. And, you know, anytime I would go out of town or something like that, that it would just be like off my normal schedule, and I'd have to like come back and feel like I needed to catch up with everything else that, you know, while I was gone, like the idea that you go on a vacation, but then you still have, you need a vacation after your vacation, right?
Yes, a vacation, vacation.
Yeah. So I feel like that threw me off a couple of times when I was doing the program of like, okay, I would have some consistency and, you know, have a routine kind of going, and then I would be out of town. And there were times that I was doing, you know, movement while I was out of town too. I wasn't just completely doing nothing, but I wasn't as structured with what I was doing. And then coming back, it just kind of felt off, and took me a while to get back going again. Yeah, but I also, and I, so I think, you know, just kind of like the overwhelming tasks being back, and then just the energy that takes to do all those things and get back to doing that. And yeah.
Yeah. So now being, you know, 9 months into this experience, looking back on those times where, you know, life happened and you were like, whoa, I'm so thrown off from, you know, being out of town, et cetera. Do you feel like you have new or changed perspective on those times? Like if you were to give like advice or perspective to that old version of you, what would you say?
Yeah, I think I would have prioritized things differently. Like coming back from vacation, sure, I've got all these tasks now, but like, is it the end of the world if they're not, you know, completed
right
the week that I'm back or something like that? Like, I think I would have just pushed through and gotten back to what I was scheduled in my mind, scheduled to do, instead of prioritizing my own list of, you know, what needed to be done. I think those things could have been rearranged. And yeah.
It's so funny because, I mean, you're definitely not the only mom in the world who feels that way. And I just find so often that we make things unnecessarily important, or like we give them so much weight. And so then when we get back, we're like, we have to like get the house clean. We have to, you know, do all these things. And then all of a sudden we're back in that cycle of like not taking care of ourselves. And it takes a minute to be like, wait a minute, this is how I got here in the first place. And taking some of the morality out of that, like your worthiness is wrapped up in your ability to check everything off your to-do list. Mm-hmm. Like unlearning that, I think, has just been such a big, powerful shift for me. And I'm glad to hear that you're able to kind of have that perspective in hindsight, so that now, you know, at least moving forward for your trips, you know what to expect, you know, mm-hmm. how to prioritize, you know, how to manage your mindset if things don't end up being as smooth or structured. So it's great that you're able to at least look back at those things and say, hey, you know, that really sucked, but now I know how to move forward. So I think there's something really powerful in that.
Yeah.
So tell me, what about your experience or about like the program itself? What do you feel like surprised you the most?
I think what surprised me was like actually how strong I was getting from like, cause again, my goal was movement. You know, I didn't have goals to be like beefed up or anything like that. But definitely started to notice like, oh, okay, this is getting easier. So I think the building strength surprised me. And faster than I would have expected it to.
Yeah, it's amazing what consistency can do, even if you're only doing, you know, because we didn't even start with that high volume at all. We were really doing like very short workouts, maybe, you know, two or three times a week, and progressed you super slowly. And yet you were gaining really quickly. So, I mean, it just goes to show that once you get that consistency component, which is ultimately, you know, what you were working with me for, how quickly things can start compounding, and you see the effects of that hard work, and you don't really have to be spending hours and days upon days, you know, getting to those goals. So heck yes. And I love that you're wearing a tank top right now to show off those beautiful shoulders. that. So tell me, is there something, or let me phrase it this way, what would you tell someone who is considering working with me specifically what would you tell them?
Oh my gosh, that you will like hold anyone, right? Like you kind of like cradle us in a way of like, okay, I'm customizing this for you. I'm here for you, whatever you're going through. You're like, I said, like the flexibility I think is huge, and like the healthy approaches. I don't think I've ever felt like judged by you or anything like that. So, yeah. You're there.
I totally do cradle y'all, just like my precious mamas. I just want to protect you. Oh, I love that so much. I'm so glad you feel that way. And thank you for sharing that with me. I'm such a little like sensitive little human. I'm like getting teary. Oh. Yeah. I love that. Thank you. So tell me then, after that, what would be one word you would use to describe your experience of our work together?
Meaningful.
Yeah. Chili Willies.
Yeah.
Love that. How do you feel like, expand on that. How do you experience that meaningfulness?
Mm-hmm. Like, I still feel like there's growth to be done, of course, like forever, and things that I'm still working on, but I feel like I've learned a lot about myself and like how to get there, and like you know, it's okay to have support from others and take the time for yourself. So I think like the growth parts will stick. Yeah,
I love that. Well, and that's some of the stuff that has, yes, I agree, because my experience with having my own coaches too, it's like, you know, you're not going to remember the workouts. You're not going to remember the foods that you ate. You're going to remember how you felt in the process. And that ultimately that feeling is what you can carry with you through the rest of your health journey. So I think that's powerful that you're feeling that and you're able to lean into that, because ultimately that's one reason why I believe you'll be incredibly successful in your health endeavors, because you're learning that about yourself and you're able to continue to take that through your life. So
yeah,
we can wait to see what you do with all the progress that you've made. Oh my goodness gracious. Yeah. It's just been such a joy holding you and cradling you through the process. So tell me, I've got a couple more questions for you. If you had to choose one feature of the program or the coaching or whatever, what one element, what would you say was your favorite thing, and how has that made your life easier?
I really feel like when you transition to like the individual coaching calls, I think that was really helpful for me, because I enjoyed the group coaching calls. I got a lot of information from those as well. And when I could like, really, I could never join those live. So I could never ask questions in the moment for those, but when I could have like the conversation with you and really dig into things or have more specific custom questions for me, I think I was able to like really pick apart more and have a good game plan for, you know, what are my next steps and things like that.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. I love that. That's great. And I'm so glad you were like, you literally started at a time where I was really shifting the way that, you know, I show up for clients. And so I'm kind of, it's kind of cool that you were able to experience both and, you know, share which piece of that helped you the most. That's partially why, you know, I really enjoy the one-to-one coaching. I think there's so much power in the energy of being in a group, but at the same time, you know, just depending on where you're at in your journey, mentally, physically, all of that, it is so nice to just have one person just like, hey, this is what I need. This is how I'm feeling. And to have that feedback right away is really magical. I agree with you on that. So I'm glad that you were able to experience both. So how do you feel that your health and your life have been impacted since starting this journey together?
I definitely, like, not necessarily tracking it anymore, but definitely practicing more mindful eating throughout my week. Again, something that I would tell my patients. But wouldn't necessarily always be practicing myself. So when I made it a goal for myself and it became more, more routine, of course, like I don't do it every meal, but you know, I think I've done more mindful eating, which I think just benefits me all around, right? Like I'm enjoying my food. I'm, you know, maybe not eating things that don't really taste good, but they're just on my plate, you know, like right. Not necessarily feeling the need to eat those or, you know, to save starving children in China anymore, you know, like those types of messages, like you have to,
you know, you are a millennial or older if your parents said that to you growing yeah. up. I swear yeah. it's yeah. like, okay, you got to clear your plate. I call that the stray dog mindset because yeah. it's like, okay, we got to eat all this because we can't waste. We don't want to waste money. We don't want to, you know, we got to, oh gosh, that causes so much unnecessary disordered eating. So yeah. I love the mindful eating component. I think that's really helpful. And I'm glad that that's been a powerful tool for you too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think just other pieces, like, you know, I have been moving consistently, have been having less pain, you know, making carve that time out for myself to do that movement. And then also just feeling less guilty when I'm just like spending time with my family instead of doing chores and tasks and things like that.
Yeah. Oh, the guilt component. That is a whole beast in itself too. And it's like, there's so much guilt wrapped up in so many different facets of like our existence, whether that's guilt around food, guilt around taking time to exercise, guilt around like, I need to be really productive, but I also need to be with my kids. How do I find this balance? So mm-hmm. yeah, that's definitely an important component of it all too, is like learning how to release some of that so we can actually enjoy the freaking journey as much as we enjoy the results of the journey. And that's something that, it's one of those intangible things that you learn as a piece of the process for sure. Yeah. Yeah. So ultimately, what do you feel like is your biggest win, or what do you feel like you've been ultimately able to, achieve as a result of this journey together?
I think like, I don't feel hopeless about being able to do some of the things that I want to do anymore. So like, it just feels like there's more, like my schedule hasn't changed and it feels like there's more space for that, you know, in my life. So
that's powerful.
Yeah.
I love that. That's crazy. It's so funny also how often we think we need more time, when in reality, we don't need more time. We actually need to stop filling our time so much with most of it is the limiting beliefs and thoughts and the negativity and all of the things that go through our heads. Once we start clearing out some of that, you know, offloading some of that BS, we have room in our lives to actually, like you said, like do the things you want to do, is because you're not stressing about all the things you need to do so much. Right. Yeah. Wow. I love that. That's really powerful. That like inspires me. Your schedule didn't change, but your life did. I think that's wonderful. I just want to say thank you so much, because a lot of the times, like people, the way that I see this is I really feel like my client relationships are mutually beneficial, and there's so much that I've learned from watching you grow. And so I just want to say thank you for allowing me to cradle you and hold space for you and to guide you. And I feel very honored to be able to help you reach these goals. And I'm just so, so, so genuinely excited to see where you'll be taking your health in the next, you know, couple years, what new heights you're reaching, what new things you're going to be trying, and, you know, what new confident energy you'll be bringing into your life. So I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you so much for listening. And as always, be bold, be fit.